Former Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke will be remembered and farewelled at a state memorial today at the Sydney Opera House. Many tributes have been paid to Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister since his passing last month at the age of 89. Most have focused on his legacy as the architect of reforms and policies that shaped modern Australia, but he is also much loved as a father of four. His eldest daughter is Sue Peters-Hawke. She's making her way to the Opera House as we go to air in the East Coast this morning. Sue Peters-Hawke, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Hamish. How are you?
Very well, thanks. We do appreciate you talking to us on what must be a difficult day. I know you have already had a chance to privately farewell your father. How are you doing? How is the family doing?
To have that opportunity to farewell him privately at a private funeral was very important for us. Obviously, his life was very public, but he was also a very close personal relationship with us, his family, and with many others, and with Blanche, and to have that was really good. But I also think today will be really good because he was, an important figure, and some loved him, some hated him and all that, but I think we all agree he was a pretty outstanding Prime Minister, mostly, and I think to have a chance to express that love and appreciation and share some memories, I'm actually very moved. So many people have put so much effort into pulling today together, including the ABC, that I hope that the proceedings will be something that can be really appreciated and enjoyed by all. And although we're sad, there's also so much to celebrate about that, and I think we'll be able to do that today.
It's a position that most of us will never know, having to share your grief with an entire nation. Does that change the way grief works?
Oh, I don't know. Grief's pretty weird stuff anyhow. You talk to people who've had great occasions of grief, losing a parent or a child or a partner, and you learn through your own experience and listening to others that grief tends to be a bit of a roller coaster. You can be fine some days and then not get out of bed others. And it's a pretty unpredictable sort of beast, grief. And you just have to roll with it, really. And in some ways, it was positive to have a distraction of something to do that was for Dad, to help bring everything about today together. Because even on days I didn't feel like it, it was for something that inspired me. So that does make it easier. And the whole thing about sharing him publicly, well, that's just always how it's been since we were little kids. So the bits about it that are weird continue to be weird. And at another level, it's just our sort of normal, I suppose.
We all have complex relationships with our parents, and that's something that we, I suppose, reckon with when they do pass.
Yep.
But I suppose the way Australia is remembering your father is pretty celebratory. You know, yep. we tend to lionise political figures a lot of the time in death. Does that give shape to your own personal experience of this?
I understand what you're saying, and I think the last thing Dad would want would be to be portrayed as a saint, because he wasn't. There's been common use of the word flawed in conversation about him, and he'd be the first to admit that. And so, of course, memories have a bittersweet edge, but I've been really happy to find that overwhelmingly my memories of the last month have been remembering the good things. The last few very gentle and loving years, and just little moments that you treasure. And so maybe it's partly the death effect. It's not that you turn him into a saint in your own mind, but at the end of the day, there was so much more good than other things. And that's, I think partly you seek to remember that because, I love him, and it's the good things about him that I hold in my heart and wish to celebrate.
Sue Peters-Hawke, it's hard to know what else there is to say about your father. So much has been said.
Nothing new.
And I imagine that is very much the case for you. I know you'll also want to keep some things for yourself, but is there anything you can share with us this morning about how you will remember your dad when you sit today alone away from the crowd, perhaps once it's all over? Will there be a particular moment that you remember?
Oh, I can't predict that. In my small speech today at the memorial, I'm talking about some very private and personal memories of him, and they'll be there in the mix. But we'll also be celebrating afterwards with many of his old friends and colleagues, friends of the family, people who've worked for him with him for years. And so I think there'll be a very comradely, slightly alcohol-fueled sort of remembering goes on as the afternoon progresses. And amongst us, we do all share such love and appreciation of him that I think this afternoon after the service will be good. And as to what it leaves me with, you'd have to ask me afterwards.
Well, we imagine it will be a difficult day for you. I think all of Australia would hope that you feel the love and support that there is for you and your family today. And we appreciate you coming on the program this morning. Sue Peters-Hawke, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Hamish.
Sue Peters-Hawke is the daughter of Bob and Hazel Hawke. Bob's State Memorial will be broadcast live on ABC TV and the News Channel from 10:30 this morning. It is taking place at the Sydney Opera House.